What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc., where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. We are the number one executive recruiting firm in the whole wide world for professional athletes. We connect them to all different types of opportunities and many verticals. If this is your first time with us, we're all things billion-dollar mindset, all things world-class athletic mindset. We're about winning, winning, winning. And once again, today is another good day. You know, today I want to talk about, you know, having an impactful brand, right? It doesn't matter if you have a company, a product, a service, a personal brand. It's about figuring out how to have the biggest impact, right? Because we know you can win with brand, right? Brand recognition, brand name can carry you for decades, right? If you do it right. And so I wanted to compare two athletes, two great athletes that I enjoyed watching play while they were playing in the NBA. But I want to compare the brands and kind of break down the differences and why one brand is more impactful than the other, and kind of what we could take away from that as you build your brand and as you continue to extend in the direction you're going when it comes to brand recognition. And so I want to compare Tracy McGrady, T-Mac, to Allen Iverson, AI, right? So right out the start, you see both of them have what we call a nickname, right? T-Mac, AI, right? So that's a part of their brand, right? And so when you look at the brand side by side, what are some of the real differences in the brands and why one brand is much more impactful in its space than the other brand, right? And so if you're a Tracy McGrady fan, obviously you're a fan of his athleticism, his ability to score the basketball, just all of the great things he did on the court. And that's something that definitely was helpful to his brand, right? He had a signature shoe as well. I'm not sure how many signature shoes that T-Mac had, but he had a signature shoe with Nike, I believe, which was very popular. But then you look at AI, and AI had a signature shoe with Reebok, but not just a signature shoe. He had his own line of shoes, which is a little different, right? And so AI was its own thing, right? Like the answer. He had, you know, that was the name of his shoes. And you can see right away the different relationship and impact Allen Iverson had with his shoe with Reebok versus T-Mac, right? Obviously, Nike is dope, you know. A lot of people love T-Mac shoes, but why does Allen Iverson have the staying power and people are still wearing the Reeboks, wearing the original AIs to this day, right? And not to say that people are not wearing T-Mac shoes. I'm just saying it's a different feeling, right? And so here's the things that I see. And so T-Mac, if you ask somebody, who is T-Mac, right? What you mostly gonna get is T-Mac the basketball player, right? And you're gonna think about T-Mac the basketball player. If you ask somebody who is Allen Iverson, you're gonna think about Allen Iverson the basketball player, but you're gonna think about the crossover, you're gonna think about the shot over Michael Jordan, you're gonna think about the cornrows, you're gonna think about how he dressed, you're gonna think about his press conference when he was talking about practice. You're gonna think about Allen Iverson in a more holistic viewpoint, right? Which lets you know that his brand culturally affected so many people because they felt like they can identify with him, right? You know, his brand was synonymous with, you know, hustle and scoring points, but being the little guy that's going up against these giants and he's slaying these giants night in and night out. You know, Allen Iverson being only 6'1", you know, Tracy McGrady 6'8", you know, they had a different stature, right? But Allen Iverson was able to leverage that into his brand to be able to create these, this whole cultural vibe where people wanted to be like him. People wanted to dress like him. He came into the league around the same time as Tracy McGrady. And so, but Allen Iverson, if you notice, when he got drafted, he didn't have any visible tattoos. He had a low haircut. He was dressed in a suit. But he quickly found his identity as he went through this process of maturing in the league. And he became more of himself. He represented the culture that he believed in, where he came from. And so you saw the development of the tattoos, the hair, just him being more personable in conversations, because you felt like you knew more of who he was when he's having his interviews. He was the person that was raw, and he gave you that type of energy. You look at T-Mac, you don't have that same feeling, right? It's not the same feeling like, I know that guy, right? We don't know as much about T-Mac as we do Allen Iverson, because Allen Iverson presented that in a package for us. That was a part of his brand, the honesty, the rawness. You see him now, he's an emotional person, right? And so he shares intimate things about himself. And so now his brand has become so much bigger than just basketball, right? And so when I'm looking at these two brands, both excellent basketball players, but Allen Iverson had this amazing impact from a brand recognition and a brand impact standpoint, because he stood out. He actually affected the culture. He actually pushed the culture further and further down the road, which allowed people to identify with that. You know, he wasn't the button-up guy. He wasn't the guy that, you know, he wasn't like Kobe Bryant, or he wasn't like Michael Jordan, or he wasn't like LeBron. Like, he had his own identity, and you could see clearly what he represented, and people gravitated to that. People from all over, different cultures, different countries, different creeds. And I think that when you think in brand, your brand has to ascend way past what it is that you do, right? And I think when you start to have these impacts where people are following and identifying with your company, with your product, with your service in a way that they want people to know they're associated with it, that's everything, right? And I think the more you can do that, the more lasting and staying power you're going to have from a brand standpoint. You know, I think that, you know, you look at T-Mac now, and he's still doing well. He's on TV. He's doing some, you know, commentary and things of that nature. You don't see AI doing those things, but you still feel like his impact is still greater, right? You still have that feeling that this is a standalone guy, you know. And also, he stays true to his brand, so you don't even see him doing commentary and doing those things, because that's not a part of the AI brand and who he is. And I think that when you're thinking brand, you have to think impact and stay in power. And how does my brand stay around long after me? And I think when we're building these companies, or we're structuring these products and services, we have to think, how do we make the biggest impact possible, where it's intertwined and weaving into other people's lives, and so they can identify with it in a great way that lasts for decades? And I think that's the biggest thing about brand. Like, you really have to break down who you are and figure out the best way to share that with the world. You know, at the end of the day, I feel like Allen Iverson figured out who he was, and he figured out the best way to share that with the world. And in return, he had this amazing impact. And to this day, people still understand and respect the brand. And he still had that influence and impact that was bigger than a lot of athletes, that even may have been better than he was, at the end of the day, because he mastered his brand and understood who he was and how he wanted to share that back to the world. And that's what Stay in Power is all about. So I hope you guys appreciate this comparison. I hope it helped you on your journey to increase and strengthen your brand and continue to grow. But I definitely wanted to share that insight on the different brands and really compare how they actually impacted their space. Like I said, I think Allen Iverson did it in a major way, which is still fantastic to this day. I appreciate you guys listening to another episode of the Billion Dollar Athletes. I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks Inc., where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. We are the number one executive recruiting firm for professional athletes in the whole wide world. Appreciate you guys being with us. Until next time, I tell you guys this all the time. Losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, let's keep working.